Crucifixion, Stories of St. James. The decoration of the chapel is divided into two registers. The lunettes of the upper register present scenes from the life of St. James. The person who commissioned the work, Bonifacio Lupi, probably a member of the confraternity dedicated to the saint, was devoted to St. James. Legend has it that the saint's dead body was brought by boat to the coasts of Galicia, where it was received by the pagan queen Lupa, considered an ancestor of the family of Bonifacio. Painted on the left wall of the chapel is the preaching of St. James, who converts Philetus, a disciple of the magician Hermogenes. On the far wall are scenes representing the baptism of Hermogenes, the decapitation of St. James, and the arrival of the saint's body in Galicia. These scenes are attributed to the hand of the Bolognese painter Jacopo Avanzi. In the two lunettes on the right wall, the painting is continued by the Venetian painter Altichiero. Depicted here are the imprisonment and captivity of the disciples of James at the sides of the window. Avanzi also executed the scene of the liberation of the prisoners, the scenes of the miracle of the wild bulls, and the arrival of the saint's body at the castle of Queen Lupa in Galicia are probably the result of collaboration between the two artists. In the last lunette, Altichiero paints the baptism of Lupa, who is converted to Christianity. The lower register, the work of Altichiero, shows on the left three scenes relating to what is either the taking of Pamplona by Charlemagne or possibly the Battle of Clavigo, which saw Spanish troops commanded by Ramiro, King of Asturias, pitted against the Moors. They are the Dream of Charlemagne, or Ramiro, the King's Council, and the Battle of Pamplona, or Clavigo. The far wall is entirely occupied by a large crucifixion, crowded with figures. On the right wall, the chapel's donors, Bonifacio and his wife Caterina, are presented to the Madonna enthroned. The style of Jacopo Avanzi is characterized by a distinctive inventiveness and originality. The narration is vividly expressed with a lively succession of various episodes within the same scene, and the pace of the description combines with an airy sense of space and wealth of landscape details. Altichiero's refined, cultivated style shows us the elegance of worldly scenes, rendered with such precision that they become a chronicle of the times in their detailed depiction of clothes, costumes, and faces. The entire decoration is distinguished by the use of warm, delicate colors that are exquisitely blended and juxtaposed. Altichiero also appears to be familiar with the latest scientific research in the field of optics, which prompted him to experiment with complex plays of illusionism.